praise the Lord. The Christian faith is an evidential faith. The Christian faith is evidence-based. Something will happen to you that you will know something has taken place. You will see it physically. Something will happen. Whether you notice it or not, there will be a notice by others. And one of the things that will be noticed is that your life will change. Your character will change. Not because you want to belong to a church that acts like this. Not because they dress like this in that church, so you will also dress like that. It will be because there is something that has happened in you that even you are a wonder to yourself. That is what the baptism of the Holy Ghost does. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Ye shall receive power. Somebody shout power. Shout power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. This power is to make you to be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost. I expect ministers to react now. To the uttermost part of the earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where is Sister Franca that just wedded? She's been a single sister in this church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How will the whole world know that she's now married? There is a witness. What is the witness? What is the witness? Is somebody seeing the witness? Is somebody seeing the witness? Anybody that sees this ring on you, we know you belong to somebody. Somebody has paid a price on your head. You shall receive power, and you shall be my witnesses. The witness there is number one. There is a conversion that has taken place that no one can do it. Only God can do it. Oh, glory be to God. The rich young ruler came to Christ, and the condition to be saved, Christ said, all you have, sell it and give it to the poor. The man had too many riches. How can you make me come and start all over? He left. And the disciples told Jesus Christ, after he walked away, he said that it is easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. But Jesus Christ answered, with men it is not possible, but let that man meet with God. With God, all things are possible. If that man meets with God, all he has will become nothing. That is the first evidence. I once was like this, I am now like this. Not because I desire to be, but there is the working of a power inside of me. Oh, glory be to God. It is that representation that when the enemy sees you, he will know the blood of Jesus Christ is speaking for this one. Witches will be careful with you. Possessed people will be careful with you. Hallelujah. Demons will be careful with you. Have you never ever, in fact, has happened to you,
Stand up. You go to buy something in a market, and the woman say, "Go, go, 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 go."
Yes,
that's what did it happen to here? You want buy market pepper. You want buy pepper. The person say, "No, sell for you."
It has happened before, but it's been long. It's been long.
Whether it before you were born, it has happened before. I said it has happened to you. You say no. Are you that? Because my name is Ordinary no, Brother sir. Moses. I'm Senior Prophet, Doctor, Reverend. Listen, it happened. Do you know why that woman immediately saw you said they go? There is something he sees in you. There is another spirit that is in you. That spirit puts every other spirit in subjection. When they see that spirit, they bow. They bow. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It is the power of transformation that transforms a sinner to a saint. You will receive power to cast out devils. They put any deadly thing, it will not catch you, it will not hurt you. They put something for you to march, it will not kill you. And you receive boldness, power to preach the gospel. Peter that was shy, afraid to identify with Christ for fear. But when that thing that happened on the upper room happened, after he received the Holy Ghost, the same people he was afraid of, he faced them and confessed Jesus, not only to a small girl and small people, to thousands of people. Know assuredly that this Jesus whom you have crucified, God has made him both Lord and Christ. He had a boldness by the power of that indwelling spirit. Somebody, today you will receive that power. I say you will receive that power. Verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There is a manifestation that will take place, which many people don't have knowledge of. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with them. Go to verse 4. Now listen. He said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. See where I am going, verse 5? And there are differences of administrations, but the same Spirit. Again? And there are diversities of operations, verse 6. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. Now, administration here is not our church administrator. It's not how to organize your house and organize your office. It is how the Holy Ghost is administered to you. There's too much fire. Let me not be going too close to them now.
I, the Lord of hosts.
Listen. Hallelujah. It's a different administration here. That is, all of you are sitting down, and then you want the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Two of you together, you want the Holy Ghost, you want the Holy Ghost. Administration of the Spirit is that the way he will give you, that is the administer the Spirit, will be different from the way you will he will be administered to you. But it's the same Spirit, it's the same Holy Ghost. There will be manifestation that somebody looking at you will know something has happened. On the day of Pentecost, it was speaking in tongue. As the Spirit gave utterance, it was a supernatural manifestation. You can't control it. You can't stop it. For the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you can't control it. Later on, you can control it. But if you are just receiving it for the first time, you cannot control it. It is a manifestation. It is administration of the Spirit. That somebody will look at you and know something has happened to you. Now, some, there are different as history of the church continues till date. And before my eyes, even in this ministry and around the world, where I have traveled and I had reason to minister the Holy Ghost, it happens all the same. Now, some of you here, as the Spirit will come to you, some of you will fall down. When you fall down, you are aware of everything happening around you, but it's as if all your bones are out. Try to stand up, you can't. It is the administration of the Holy Ghost. Some of you will feel fire. It will happen here. I'm not telling you that I'm not a grammarian, I'm not a theologian. It's practical. That is why I said those who claim that they have a teaching ministry, I said, do you know a teacher of the Bible is different from a teacher in school of theology? Because it's a practical. Christianity is practical. If you say Jesus heals, then you, the teacher, tell us what you mean that Jesus heals. The sick we call, you will pray, you will receive healing. You see, this is what I am teaching you. That is teaching. Oh, come and speak grammar and speak nonsense and speak grammar. It's not grammar. What I'm telling you, you are going to feel it today. Some of you will be, you will see some people stand up and they are running. You don't know why they are running. They are seeing something they don't understand. That is administration. Something is happening, they are running. They are running from, they are seeing something in the spirit. There's a young girl here, when her own started, she will see a bowl of fire coming. She's running. People are wondering. Coordinators are running to hold her. She's running and kicking everybody until the fire will hit her. She will collapse and start speaking in tongues and prophesying. Some, you just see your body shaking. On the same spot, shaking. So you don't feel a fire all over you. You won't feel like removing your clothes. So we just be shouting and shouting and shouting as if it's a wrong mad. It's a mad for Jesus. Some tears will just be coming out of your eyes. Tears. Nothing but just tears. That is how me, myself, that's how the Holy Ghost was administered to me. The day it happened, it was tears just coming out of my eyes. And it continued for a long time. Anytime I'm in the spirit, that manifestation for a long time, it will be manifested like that. Then a gift will break forth. Some of you here, you will be dancing and dancing. You are not dancing to any music or that is being played. You just see yourself dancing and dancing. Some will be moving as if they are drunk. They will push. If it's a young girl that come and push you, just claim it. I claim you in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost has brought my wife. They will be moving and checking. They can't control themselves. They can't control themselves. And some will feel a breeze in the ear blowing. You will see them with their hand. There's something walking. Especially those, the Holy Ghost want to use that ear to talk to them. They'll be doing one surgery, operation in that ear. You see the person shouting and it's a manifestation of the Spirit. Are we ready? Are you ready? After that, you are equipped. Something will begin to burst out because everyone that receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you will have a gift. This fire that is going to come is the fire that we need. Anywhere we go, Satan will know, I belong to Jesus. Somebody shout, I belong to Jesus. Say it again. Say very loud. So what is the evidence that you belong to Jesus? In the spirit, there will be something in you that Satan will see, demons will see, and know that be careful around this one. They will not stop. Oh, they will still come to see whether you know who you be, self. Whether you know who you be, self. So they will try to tap you. If you just say, eh, he could run. You don't say, I think you don't know who you be. They lie down, they come press you. They press you. Praise the Lord. There is a fire that that the Lord is going to release here this night. Somebody, as you enter any compound and any evil is buried there, that evil will be destroyed without prayers. I say without prayers, so without prayers. Because you pass through a place, that place will be sanctified. That place will receive deliverance. That is the fire somebody will receive today in the name of Jesus Christ. And when that spirit comes upon you, listen very well. Now you. In expectation. Listen, if there is any spirit, contrary spirit that is in you, and the one that has purchased you has come, the Holy Ghost, he will chase that spirit away. Therefore, Holy Ghost baptism is also a deliverance service. You laying hand on them, don't begin to say, I bind you, lose you. Leave the Holy Ghost to do his work. Don't break the person out and let the Holy Ghost take over. How many people want to be baptized here today with the Holy Ghost? Now listen, there is another group. You already have the Holy Ghost. Among the prayers that you will pray is to be sure. You want to reconfirm whether what you received that day is the Holy Ghost. Therefore, you are going to tell the Lord, Lord, you have only one prayer point. That thing that happens so day, Father, is it the Holy Ghost? Confirm it now. Some again, we say, Lord, the fire has gone. I want a fresh anointing, fresh fire. Lord, the gift you gave me, I am sorry, I didn't use it. I am ready to serve you now. Father, bring back that grace. I want to see the vision again. I want to prophesy again. I want to be praying for the sick again. I want to be praying for, thank you, my Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to be praying for those for the fruit of the womb. I will not wait till I go home. I want the whole world to hear that Sister Clara has an anointing for the fruit of the womb. Anybody looking for fruit of the womb, you lay your hand on. It is thus said the Lord, he will answer you. Anybody, anywhere, whether they phone you or they come physical, don't wait. Pray. That means God is bringing somebody your way now to glorify his name through you. Now, there are some people that you went to some places, they lay nyama hand upon you. He said, be a man of God. Especially all these people that wear funny rings in their hand. Be careful for that hand with that ring to touch your head. Be very careful. I don't know what those rings mean. And they belong to one group. All of them have those type of ring. And they will come and touch you. After that, you begin to see funny manifestations in the grace of God upon your life. You can't understand again. Some of you dream. But now, when you dream, it's prophecy. Now you dream. A dream, vision, and all this is the means by which God reveals things to you. Especially if that church is an occultic church and they know that you see, they have a way of laying hand on you, you will not be able to see again. Eh, sister? Nobody will lay hand on you and take this grace I'm seeing now. There's a grace you have. There's a grace you have. Powerful grace that you have. Don't be afraid. Use it. Eh? Don't be afraid. Use it. Shake me. Thank you, Father. That grace is upon her. Use it. Brother, use your grace. After today, use it. You are covered. Use it. If you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost today, you want the restoration of the grace, you want more fire upon you, stand up, make I see. if you are among those that we go higher, higher, higher in the spirit after today, make a loud noise unto the Lord. A loud noise unto the Lord. Luke chapter 11 verse 13. Luke chapter 11 verse thank you Jesus. Everybody, if you can read, shall we go? If you then, being evil, know how to give gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? We read it again. I'm using it to challenge God. There are two things I use to challenge God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The first one is his word here. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I have assurance that when you ask for the Holy Ghost, he will give you. The second thing I use to challenge God, I make reference to it everywhere I go before I start ministering the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, some time ago, long years ago, when this ministry started, together with my wife at Ikeja, Lagos, we were on our way to, then this store was just about 2 years old, to go and greet a sister that had cancer. And we were crossing the road to the other side of the road. She was living close to us. As we were crossing the road, I was hearing the voice of the Lord telling me, he said, anywhere you will go to preach the gospel, and my seed is there, he said, I will give them the Holy Ghost. Father, I am here now. I have preached your gospel. How many of them are here today, Lord? Confirm that you spoke to me. Of course, everywhere I have gone, all the countries I have gone, I close every program with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I use the communion because there is a life that is inside the blood of Jesus. It is eternal life. There is a life. If that life comes upon you, that is eternal life. I've explained that several times. As we move forward, one by line, very reverently, don't look at another person, because this is now, we are moving to salvation now. You will tell the Lord, as I would drink this wine and eat this bread, life, you release it through the cross on Calvary. Give me the Holy Ghost. Face your spiritual life, church. Revive me, Lord. Restore your grace upon me, Lord. Mention the gifts you used to have before.